Oh God, I need help. Wait, hello everybody. This is Andy Lopez. This is my show. I can do whatever I want to do. You're listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. Today we're having a little bit of a special on the coronavirus. Actually, it's about how to grow your own vegetable garden. I've been telling people this is a time you have to grow. Whatever. If you have a yard outside, start a vegetable garden. Plant some fruit trees. Grow. So this is a little intro. This is my book. Please pick it up on Amazon.com or on my website, thisisgardener.com. This will help you out a lot, and I go over it a lot on my radio show with you, okay? It's only $20, but it's also you also get free membership, okay? I should throw that in as a commercial. There you go. So, the screen sharing has stopped. Yeah, that's right. Okay, now I have to do it this way, folks, because I tried to do it the other way where I wanted to tape it, you know, and it's very confusing because I have a system on my computer. I have several different systems on my computer. I play music, I do all kinds of stuff, and it's very difficult to change back and forth. So we're going to keep it like this for now. This is about super seaweed, one of the products that I use called super seaweed. Super seaweed is, I call it a microbiological activator. That's amazing. I spray it, it applies to plants, soil, everything. So I tell people, the soil, and actually tell people, heal the soil, heal the earth, and heal yourself. But that's what it's really about. You can heal the soil. Raises the bricks level of all your plants. I'll be covering more and more about what the bricks levels are. I'm getting a video made of the bricks. Basically, it shows you how you can use the bricks yourself. Understand your refractometer time. So I use this principle on everything. Property, I take care of it. Me too, not that hard to do. But I'm concentrating my show on now's the time. I'm starting now. So you're 30 days from now. Start using questions. These are some of the products that I use. And you can use them too. And they make my plants grow even faster. They will make yours too. And I use a lot. I talk to you about rock dust. I can trace minerals. Sources of trace minerals. We'll be covering that too. And that, they'll all be on video. I also get trace minerals from the ocean. It's actually called C9. It's one called C9. I get it using chemicals. Don't just get you that. Maybe put the other, maybe a big lot. Is that better? Super seaweed is made from a variety of different microphone volumes. Well, I'm not going to be able to increase the microphone volume. I guess I can. But then I got to go to. Remember, we set that already. I'm going to be able to increase the microphone volume up here. Go through all that. We had said it before, so now it's going to be a lot more loud. I guess probably because of that. So it's probably because. Okay, it's probably because of the music. So if I take the music out, then that will make it easier for you to listen to me. Okay, so I took the screen saving off for the moment. So I'm not going to talk when I play the video or any kind of music. That way, I'll stop it and I'll go ahead and only use it when when I won't I only talk when the video is not playing, okay? So here's another one, and we'll just leave it without I won't talk when the video plays. The main thing about not talking with the video plays is that people are listening to it on the audio wall. I'm going to have to try to get it together so I can have the right sound in the background for my volume. Awesome. I'm showing you some of the places I work at. I will be doing a whole bunch of new videos. Here's another chat thing we have fun for the audio, which is good. But sometimes the video outdrowns your voice, but it's still audio. Okay, so I just have to talk a little louder over the video, right? You just have to talk a little louder, right? That's exactly it. I just gotta be me. I'm trying to do this, folks, and it's not that easy, okay? Because, you know, I'm a very complicated person. Therefore, everything I do has to be very complicated. And it has to be very simple. So for you folks that are just listening to the show, see the video going on, that you're missing out on a lot of things. Okay? It's not my fault. Listen to it. I don't know if you use Zoom on your iPhone or not. Last year, because you see the roses are this time of year they're pruned already. So this was done probably November, December, which is ideal time to be applying the rock dust to. I actually apply rock dust 4 times a year. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. I apply a little bit on a regular basis and then we wash it in with the super seaweed. Of course, the music is all mine. I use 14 different types of rock dust that I then blend together. Some of it is in a powder form, some of it is in a gelatinized form. The reason for that is simple. The powder form is available right away. Gelatinized form is only available for the next few months. Okay, so that was just part of the what I did that day. So I'm going to try to ideally what I need to do is create some more videos. I have over 900 videos out there, and I try to show you one or two of them or a few of them every week, so you can see what I've been doing. So here's another one coming up, and this is basically they're all done on my customers' properties, okay? So you can get to see what I've been doing. Oh, stop it. Okay, now you got it. Here you go. And it's going to take, ideally I should have other people doing this for me, but for now, I'm doing it right here live for you. So this is my property that I'm working on, one of my customers' property. It says Andy is at it again. For those of you who can't see anything, helping to heal the soil. Everything you see here is totally 100% organic. It says, remember, sick soil produces sick plants.
2 weeks ago, making these guys come back from the sooty mold. Take a look how nice and clean they look. Let's come over here and I'll show you. This is the worst part. You can see it's all from trying to get new, totally clean leaves. See? These are still, you know, the old leaves in there. The dark ones are the old leaves. And even the old ones are totally clean, see? Isn't that wonderful? Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so we got a few more of them that I'm going to go over with you. I think what I'm going to do is something a little bit different here now. I'm going to go ahead and move this around a little bit over here, just a little bit, just so you can see that I've been sort of trying to prepare. Oh, dear, I just brought it down. Where did it go? Oh, maybe it's over here. Yeah, it's over here. There you go. So let's just try it this way. And then I'm going to see if I can do it. There's so many different things here, and it's always fooling with me, isn't it? It's just always fooling. It's always fooling with me. I'm trying to get back into the program here. I don't know what I did with it. There it is. I think that's it. Yeah, there it is. Screen share. Boy, was that a trip. Wasn't that a trip? No, I don't want to leave the meeting. Don't leave the meeting. Just do this. Okay, here you go. So this is a chart. So I should be sharing this here screen, I think. This is a chart. So this chart here shows the relationship between bricks, carbohydrates, minerals, and pests. I'm sure Mr. Engineer will tell me if my voice and something else is not working right, because he's flashing at me. There you go. He's flashing. Let's see what he says. All good. I didn't like that. All good. I like him, and it's all good. And you guys get to see the process, and sooner or later, I'll get it down really nice and smooth and really cool. But let me just bring this one up so I can see it better for everybody. Okay, so this is a chart that I worked on. This is just one of thousands and thousands of charts that I have created. Some are in my book. They're someplace, always someplace. And basically, it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different columns. The first column is the BRICS level. The second column is the sugar level. The third column is the carbohydrates. Fourth column is the mineral levels. And the fifth column is the pest. Now, this one here actually can be expanded a little bit because there's actually two different types of carbohydrates. So I'm going to make a note here. And I'm going to have because basically there are two types of carbohydrates, see, right? There's simple carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates. Okay. So I guess this was one of my earlier charts because it has, it's basically carbo. So it says here's the relationship. Here's the relationship between BRICS, carbohydrates, minerals, and pests. So it should have said here's the relationship between simple carbohydrates, minerals, and pests, or complex carbohydrates. Actually, this is a picture. This is not even correct when I look at it, because the carbohydrates is either simple or complex. Okay, the carbo, and it shows the carbohydrates at a zero level and the pests at a zero level. And that basically means simple carbohydrates. If you have the lower simple carbohydrates, the higher the complex carbohydrates. If the pests really go after simple carbohydrates, so the higher the simple carbohydrates, the higher the pests. And usually, what follows is the pests is the diseases. So the higher the simple carbohydrates, the higher the pests. So this chart here, it's not entirely right in the sense that it should say simple carbohydrates. So it should have two carbohydrates, right? One column will say simple carbohydrates, and that's low. The next column will say complex carbohydrates, and that should be high. So the higher the complex carbohydrates, the lower the pest, the higher the minerals. And then you also have the higher sugar level. See, right? The rest of them are right, except for also to the BRICS level. So the BRICS level here shows it at 30. Okay, so that means that at a BRICS reading of 30, it's going to have 30 BRICS reading for the sugar level, and then the minerals level is also at a 30. So this particular one, I guess what I must have been trying to say is that if you have low simple carbohydrates, right, you're not going to get a BRICS level of 30. So this chart is entirely wrong when I'm looking at it, because a BRICS level of 30 means you have a high BRICS level. If you have a high BRICS level, you're going to have a high complex carbohydrates level. Okay, you have to have a high, just like you have to have a high minerals level and a low pest level. See, right? So this chart is wrong, because if it's at 30 BRICS, that means that's a really good level for assuming, for example, it doesn't even say what it's for. So it just shows you that I must have made this one a long time ago, because I pulled it up out of my computer, and it's wrong. Okay, so I won't show you any more charts anymore. I have to look at the chart. But that basically, higher BRICS level means, right, that it had high levels of complex carbohydrates. So it should have showed a bar with 30 of complex carbohydrates and 30 minerals and 30 sugar and the lower pests. And then it should also have showed so all that's really missing from this chart is a complex carbohydrates column. So if it had a complex carbohydrate column in this chart, which was at 30, and the simple it will say complex on one level, one side, and the next one, the right one, would say simple. So it should have a simple and a complex carbohydrates column. You see, then the complex simple carbohydrates column would be at the lower level, and the complex carbohydrates, because that's the whole key to this whole pest control business and this whole BRICS level business and minerals and pests. And I actually have to redo my column. So thanks a lot, people. Okay, so you understand. So the BRICS level is a really simple way, if you understand these relationships, to see what kind of pest level you're going to have. Now, the minerals levels is also a little bit confusing too, because, see, you can have a higher BRICS level and only have a certain number of minerals in there. You have 96 different minerals. So ideally, if this column here would say, okay, this is an ideal scenario where you have all the minerals. You have that 96 different minerals, and therefore it goes up to 30. You have a 30 BRICS level of the minerals. Ideally, that's also a little bit confusing, because I should try to explain it more in terms of how many minerals it has in it. Okay? You know, because most organic fertilizers have a wide range of minerals. Plus, if you're like me and you're providing them a wide range of minerals, whether you do it to the foliar spray, or where you do it through the I have to see if I'm getting blinked, because if I'm getting blinked, that means that the engineer has a guest on or something. So I can't do the full screen, otherwise I won't be able to see it, I don't think. But you see what I'm saying is that when I do the super seaweed, that's one reason why I use rock dust, a wide source of rock dust, because I'm trying to get a wide range of minerals. The reef refractometer isn't exactly the expensive type. They have a refractometer that breaks down. It does that. It's just that it does just that. It refracts the light, and it tells you the minerals, just how astronomers, for example, look at planets, and they can see the light coming in, and they refract the light. It has this minerals and that minerals and that mineral and that mineral. Well, this refractometer doesn't quite do that because it's not at the expensive variety. It would be cool if they make a smaller handheld version of a refractometer that actually broke it down into the minerals. But then, the way you would read it would be entirely different, because right now the way you read a refractometer is you read the level. So that on the if you look at this chart, it goes 0, 10, 20, 30, and 40. Well, that's not exactly the way a refractometer reads. It'll start at 0, but it'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? You'll see all the numbers. It'll break it up into 10. Each one will have their individual lines, so that you can say, I'm a brick level 32 or brick level 12. And the bricks level is not so confusing if you follow it in actual real life. For example, so you have a citrus, and a brick reading of for a citrus should be 22 and above. Okay, ideally 28 with a good brick. So 30 is really almost unheard of. Okay, 22, 26, 27, 24, 28, those in the high 20s are always good brick level readings for a citrus. When I say citrus, I'm basically meaning the orange juice. Now, there's a different brick level for the tree. And that's what I'm interested in the sense that it tells me more precisely what condition the tree is in, the citrus tree is in. And so you're going to get higher Brix level reading of something that's supposed to be sweet anyway. The citrus juice is supposed to be sweet. That's why they have Brix readings for a refractometers for wine, for beer. And that's measured, even wine, for example, that's actually a measurement of the sweet level. So they know the higher this Brix level, certain sweetness are getting. And the wine business, you don't want it really super sweet. You want a certain sweetness, but not, a certain level of sweetness, and that's it. So that explains to them, well, if this wine is at 28 Brix level, it's a little bit higher than we really wanted, which is a 24 Brix level. And what he's really saying is, he's not really saying this is minerals, we care about the minerals, even though they may have. He's really saying the sugar, the sweetness of the wine. So when I talk about Brix levels, I'm really referring to, because I really care about the minerals in it. And I'm saying this Brix level is high, therefore these minerals, there's bound to have some minerals in there. And if you start to study the refractometer and how to use it, and I'm going to talk to you about it more, it's going to explain to you. I hope that you're not seeing me on the tape, because I'm picking my nose a lot. I'm not supposed to touch my hands, but I figure you're home, you take a bath, you wash your hands, you can touch your face all you want to. Because especially if you sterilize everything. So when I talk about the higher Brix level of a plant, let me see if what else is on here. Okay, so there's these are some of the vegetable gardens, and I'm going to be showing you these. This is a real easy way for you to look at what I've done in a vegetable garden. You could do many different sizes of raised beds. And the whole key is the health of the soil. And you can do a Brix reading on your vegetables. Very, very easy to do a Brix reading on the vegetables. There's actually a variety of charts which I will be producing, showing to you and telling you where you can get the chart yourself that tells you what the Brix level of lettuce should be at. And even then, that's just a general statement, because you can have different varieties of lettuce. Each will have their slightly different Brix level. You could be doing a Brix reading in Miami with the same variety of lettuce and do the Brix reading in New York, and you might get a different Brix reading. It has to do with the environment as well. the temperature, the coldness at night, the type of soil, right? Okay, let me do this. Let's just keep doing it. So you can see that I have done thousands. I guess it wouldn't be underestimated to say I've done thousands of raised beds, all different varieties and different ways to protect the plants. Ideally, I have a customer who just put in. We just put in a raised bed. The rabbits came, even though we put a little screening over it because you were trying to. The next stage is to build an encasement around it to protect it. They already got to it, and she didn't order the variety of things that I told her to get in time to protect them. And even then, if they're hungry, they're going to figure out some way to get at it. And the only way to protect your garden is to build a greenhouse, put it within the greenhouse. And so that's what I've done for many places. You put the garden, and you build a little greenhouse around it. And so these are just some pictures of the various different types of raised beds that I've done throughout the years. And some of them, as you can see, they have a protection around them. Because, you know, that's the only way you're going to be really eventually going to be able to grow anything is to have some type of screening or something around your garden. So to protect them from the other animals. I have no idea what this is. It's just a picture of the countryside. And if you have any questions, because that's what I'm here for. I don't do marital questions, even though I give it a try. You can call, and if you're on Zoom, you can join live via Zoom. You should know that by now if you're watching on Zoom. If you're just listening, you want to be able to see what's going on, and you're using a computer, there's no reason why you can't use Zoom. I don't know why you can't use Zoom on your iPhone. I'm going to have to find out, see if anybody tried to call and if they have Zoom on their iPhones or their phones, you know, there must be some kind of app that they could watch the videos with or through Zoom, you know. The other alternative would be, of course, to actually watch it afterwards on your phone, because then you can see the video on your phone. Just play the video, right, of the show. But if you want to call and talk to me, there's several different numbers you can use. Besides the Zoom, because if you're using Zoom, then you'll be on my chat screen and I'll be able to talk to you. But the toll number is 888-627-6008. That means it's toll-free number. You can just call that number. You can talk to me now if you have any questions. The direct number is 323-744-4831. Now, I think you should have access to these numbers already, especially if you're listening to the show. So if you're not listening to the show, and you must be getting on the podcast, so write down the numbers and use it to call me. This is a picture of a refractometer. It's about $300. This is a digital refractometer. It's a digital one. It makes it a little bit harder to work with because you can't really do it in full sun. You can't see the screen. And it doesn't like getting rained on too often. Actually, I think it can handle the rain. Think of it. That little silver plate over there is where you put the drop of the liquid, whether it be the juice or the plant itself. A long time ago, I started to test the plants. You can test the flower of the citrus, for example. You can test the leaf of the citrus also. And if you test, I learned from experience that this tells you how the plant is doing, how well the plant is processing the food that you're giving it. There's actually a name for the process. If you test a citrus and different parts of the citrus, and they all have a different Brix reading, that tells you that the plant's getting different sources to the different parts of the plant. It should be the same. And there's a name for it when the plant has a problem and it's assimilating the sources throughout the plant. So this is called a refractometer. There's also an analog refractometer, and it's a digital one. This is $300. I have a refractometer that's $25, and another one that's $10,000, and another one that's $100. And they all give the same reading. This is a picture of me sitting on Dr. Earth planting mix. Hey, Dr. Earth, if you're listening, call me. And this planting mix, I like it because it has endo and ectomycorrhiza in it. It's totally clean organic planting mix. It's like almost like compost, but it has the endo and ectomycorrhiza in it. That's very key to applying to the soil on a regular basis. And what my super seaweed cost, one of the reasons why my super seaweed costs so much is because I buy a wide variety of endo and ectomycorrhiza to apply in a liquid form. So here, you're getting the endo and ectomycorrhiza a lot cheaper than I am able to buy it and spray it. So not everybody's going to be able to afford to come and buy my super seaweeds, $150 a quart. I think I have it on sale now. I'm not sure. I always tend to have it on sale whenever I can, you know. It also has rock dots in it and so forth. But if you can't do that, then you can at least start applying the endo and ectomycorrhiza to the soil yourself. So this is one of the raised beds I just finished really recently working on. This bed's going to need to have eventually protected from the rabbits. If you look really closely, you're going to see them sticking their little heads out of the bushes there. So this is the raised bed. You see how it's already been planted. It has the drip system put into it. This bed I didn't exactly built, and this bed here was made a long time ago from pressure treated wood. So all the pressure, all the gas has already been out of it. That's what happens. You know, they last a long time. But initially, when you buy pressure treated wood, your soil is going to be getting all the gases and your vegetables are getting. This is not a good idea. You could have just planted, could have just done a garden on regular wood, oak or whatever. Soil only lasts you 10 years. More pictures of the El Garden. So like I said, this one here, what it'll get, it will be a protection around it. It's going to have either a walk-in little greenhouse. You can buy the greenhouse. It's very, very inexpensive. All you have to do is measure, you know, see how much space you have and find a greenhouse that'll fit it. You can do two of them next to each other or one long one with doors on the side that you can come in. You make it so it's sturdy so the winds don't blow it and you can grow year-round in it. And they're really not that expensive at all. I think that's all I had in that particular series of stuff. Yep. Oh, let's see what this is. Yeah, see, I went through all of them already there in that little series I put together for you there. Okay, so let me just go ahead and try this and see what happens. Now, let me just bring it up. No, it's not coming out. I think we're done or you're ready. Yep. No. Okay. So let me, hi there. Let me bring up something else for you to watch and we can talk about. You know, you can go to my website, invisiblegardener.com. Membership is free. And it means exactly what it says. It's currently free. That means that, I might change it back to normally it's $20 for a lifetime. And you get all my access to all my books. My latest book is called Don't Panic, It's Organic. And that's available. Ideally, if I had my way, I would ask you to go buy it from Amazon because it would help me a lot if Amazon was to get at it. Then to buy it because then they would help do more book sales. But otherwise, you can just come to my website and pick it up on my website. And the book is what I cover. It's the latest version that I've done over the years. It has I don't know how many pages, but it's a pretty really big book. It's a good deal for $20. Then I have a color version of it, which is only available on my website because of the fact that it costs so much to print, you know, because it's a color version. So that goes for $55, even though Amazon would like to sell it for a lot more money, which I don't think is such a good idea. You know, they had it for sale for $300 and they say it was worth it and so on. I said, no, I don't think I want it to be available for $300 as a ripoff. So I stopped selling it to them, but I can sell it myself to the website. I was just trying to find some other things over here that I could show you right now, but it's not going to happen. So I'm a little bit on the short side in terms of the getting enough information for you out, but I don't want you to just let's see what this one is here. No, that's not either. Albums. Let's see what this one is here. It's watch. I haven't seen any of this stuff. I don't see anything. That was a quiet video. Yeah, nothing. So I'm going to try to figure this out in the sense of providing you with more information for you, you know, and making it so that you're not watching me try to cruise through this thing here and try to figure out where everything is coming from and what's going on, you know. I have tons and tons of pictures I've been shooting forever. I might as well just show them to you while I'm talking, but not seeing anything, right? And I can talk to you a little bit about it as we go. So it's important that during this crisis that we grow more. This place is one of the places I take care of, and she already has about 5 or 6 giant raised beds with vegetables, and she has at least 10 fruit trees. I have another customer that has over 100 fruit trees. It's avocado trees. So it's important right now during this crisis, if you're going to be at home, might as well start a garden. You need to start a garden right away. You need to go out and actually, you know, get some wood and build a raised bed. If you have no idea how to build a raised bed, there are tons of videos on the internet that are much better than me in terms of how to build a raised bed. And a raised bed is really very easy to build and very easy to put together. It can be made from a variety of things. I've made them out of wood. I've made them out of glass bottles. I made them out of rock works. I made them out of tree barks, you know, cut down trees. I made them out of any variety of things because that's, you know, it's up to you how you want to have the beds done. And I'm going through this. I think I'm doing it right here. I'm not sure. Probably not. Let me see if I'm getting the screen right here. Not, maybe not. So I wasn't sharing the screen. Yeah, I wasn't sharing the screen. So now I'm sharing the screen. So okay, so that's another story there too. So I'm sharing the screen. Basically, you should be able to see the variety of thousands and thousands of pictures that I've been shooting and on site, while at the same time I can talk to you. What I'm going to try to do in the future is to take a lot of pictures that I can then help you, that I can talk to you about. Preferably, in this case, if we were doing the gardening show, I would be doing showing you pictures. This is what happens when the fire came. Show you pictures of the crepe myrtle. This is called crepe myrtle. Show you pictures of various different gardens that I've done. I thought I did that, but I didn't get enough pictures in to last for this whole session. So I'm just going to go through a variety of pictures that I have and still continue to talk to you and about what I would like to try to tell you to do, and which basically is you need to grow more. Now's the time of year to start your garden for various different reasons. But if you start a garden now, it'll be 30 days before you start to eat. And if you have fruit trees, then you can have fruit year-round. That's one of my favorite plants called crepe myrtle. I saw this plant in the middle of nowhere. This is a picture of of my truck, and this is a native grass I was in the process of replacing. And this is one of the palm trees. It's called a pinyon palm. It produces a edible a nut. And so that's me spraying. And like I said, I've been spraying this stuff for centuries. And it does really work. It's not a chemical fertilizer. It's not even a fertilizer at all. And it makes everything grow really, really well because it has the microbes and the minerals in it. And that's what you have to concentrate on, getting the microbes and the minerals together. And nowadays, you can buy a wide variety of microbes through the internet Whereas before, you almost had to find a way to get them, to find them. So now you can get a wide variety of rock dust as well, and a wide variety of organic fertilizers as well, which is in the old days was harder to get at. This place here, for example, has at least 20 different types of fruit trees available. The lawns are organic, the roses are organic. It doesn't have a vegetable garden. The lady's hardly ever there. I'm always trying to get her to do a garden instead of a lawn. She likes the lawn. I don't blame her, but it should have at least one or two raised beds. So next week, I'm going to be continuing first of all, show you what it is that I did throughout the week, what garden I worked in, what vegetable garden I worked in, what specific problems people may have had that I'm dealing with. And then at the same time, then throughout the show, I'm also going to bring up some of the videos I've done in the past. And at the same time, like this show, it's not going to have EcoCat, but I'm going to create a new EcoCat every week just for this show. It's a lot to do. And at this time of day of year with the coronavirus and everything on their brains, it's very difficult to get it together. But I figured I'm going to have a lot more time at home. And so I'm going to work on it, okay? This week was very busy. I had to go out and really, I normally don't work every day, but this week I did, and I was lucky. And so this is just basically pictures of the various different places that I work at. And I think I am sharing it. And you see that this is all totally organic, no chemicals. If you're lucky to live in a place like this, get a garden going, right? Get some more fruit trees going. Because then you can start eating. If you run out of food, you'll be in trouble. At least you have a garden that you can go out and pick from. Avocados, right? And you can grow vegetables, fruit trees in a container as well. Okay, you can grow fruit trees in a container as well, which is kind of cool. I was just talking to Mr. Engineer here, and he has. I don't know. I think he said 90-something different fruit trees in containers, which is absolutely crazy. And so that's really cool. And so of course, you're going to be eating the fruit trees from it. You know, let me see what we got over here that I can show you, because some of these things are like, also has my personal stuff in here too, you know. It's got my cat in here, and I bought recently all these different types of sideways sprouts. So this is fennel sprouts. That's broccoli sprouts. More broccoli sprouts. Azuka bean sprouts. Because these are things you can grow. Basically, it's a bean mix. I'm starting to grow them on my porch, around the kitchen. Sunflower sprouts, because they're very, very good for food values. Okay, let's do that. Okay, so then let's see. I have a lots of stuff here. I have pictures of my family and stuff, you know. And this is a picture of that I did of. I'll be showing you that in my next show, The Cosmic Spaceship, because I do a lot of artworks. Here's one of the pictures that I did. And of course, here's a picture of me hard at work. There I am, hard at work. Yeah, it's a tough life. And that's what I do. I go around and I spray with a super seaweed. And that's what you should do yourself. You should learn. Oh, here's some gardens. I think I showed this one already. Yeah, this is the one I just finished doing not too long ago. See, I did this a few days ago. The bed was there already. We just filled it up with a nice Dr. Earth's planting mix. It's not the same as compost. And if you can do it, you should take compost and blend it together with this stuff. See? If I had the money, I would buy... I would buy a truckload of earthworm castings. I would buy as many bags of the planting mix as I needed, right? And I would buy a truckload of some clean topsoil mix, blend them all together, and that's what I would use in my garden. And I would also get some rock dust. You want to get a local source of rock dust if you can, so you don't have to pay for shipping. If you go to my website, invisiblegardener.com, you can buy some of my rock dust blend. I actually have a product called Invisible Gardener's Grower's Kit. So the Grower's Kit has 5 pounds of rock dust, and a quart of super seaweed. The quart of super seaweed alone is normally $150. I think I may have it on sale now. I guess since we're here, we might as well just find out, right? Okay, so let's take a look and see if I'm doing this right or not, because I'm probably not doing it right. Yeah, they're not seeing anything but me. Yeah, I figured I probably wasn't doing it right. I have to. It's so complicated that it's just not fair. But let me go ahead and see if I can do this and show you some more stuff while we're here, because I apologize for not showing enough, right? Okay, so but we're going to go ahead and just see if I can get this to behave a little bit, because it's very difficult to do all this screen sharing thing and then go wow. So let me go ahead and do it and we'll just take it from there. So we have about 10 more minutes. Hopefully I'll get this together. Okay, so I think I just played this at the beginning of the show, okay? Yep, I think I did that. There goes the screen again. Hey, there goes the screen again. So give me another second and I'll get this thing, do the best I can with this, because it's really just, what can I say, man? I apologize, okay? And if you paid any money, you can get a complete and full refund. Otherwise, just enjoy, relax. It's going to get better over the period of time, you know, because that's the only real way. I have to get this better, eventually figure it out. If I move to my office, maybe I'll be able to set up a different computer system so that we can go into interchange easily between one and the other one, you know what I mean? So let me just see if I can just pull something else up over here real fast that you can watch while we're waiting for the show to end, right? Yeah. Okay, let's see. Well, I just pick one of these guys here and leave it alone. We'll do, maybe we'll do this one here. This is a easy one. Okay, stop it. Okay, there you go. Search the screen. There you go. Okay, there's a
precious water to develop a garden, only to have it be taken over by ants, aphids, worms, and more.
What if you could use products from your pantry to get rid of them? Food coach Lori Corbin found a local expert that does just that, using food as pesticide.
There's nothing more frustrating than going to get your garden bounty, only to find something's beat you to it. But expert Andy Lopez says bug killer won't solve your problems.
It doesn't deal with the law of cause and effect. It only deals with the effect.
The problem remains, and your solution against garden pests is temporary. Lopez says first start with the proper soil combination. If plants get a full spectrum of minerals, they won't have these challenges. He recommends rock dust, which provides the minerals, a live organic compost that offers a probiotic or good bacteria for the soil, and an acid mix mulch to help hold water.
Along with some of the organic products that Lopez uses, any one of these food products can help push pests away.
Tabasco, garlic, coffee beans, or cold brew coffee are all effective repellents.
I learned a long time ago, I used to take Louisiana Tabasco sauce, a little bit of water, and a little bit of water you spray on your plants. It's an effective way for the bugs to come. No, I don't think so.
He uses 1 tablespoon hot sauce, garlic, or strong cold brew coffee with a gallon of water and spray it all over your plants.
If you can smell it, the bugs smell it 10,000 times even more.
You can also use 1 tablespoon of flour in a gallon of water and stir to form a layer of flour on the leaves or the base of a tree.
Anybody who come along will start getting flour all over them and go, well, I don't think so, and it's a deterrent.
He invented a liquid seaweed fertilizer to feed good nutrients to your plants. Lopez also uses 1 tablespoon of vinegar per gallon of water, which creates a plant with higher sugar content.
So remember, the higher the sugar level, if you have all the minerals, the bugs cannot eat that.
So with a little help from your pantry, your edible garden has a fighting chance. Lori Gorbin, ABC 7 Eyewitness.
Okay, so I hope you were able to hear that. We have a few more minutes, and then I'm going to have to sign off. Again, I apologize if it's not entirely, you know, all really flows in line and everything's there. I have to set up my computer system to, because ideally what I should do is take all the videos, everything I've done, tape, put it on the one tape, one video, and then that's what we can play. I have to edit it and do all that stuff to it and do my voiceover and everything. If somebody calls, I can always stop the video and talk. But to do that, I have to change my whole computer system because what this Zoom thing requires that I have it set up a certain way. And so and sometimes I don't get exactly right, and there we go. First few shows, we had a bunch of different problems. Now I'm using my Logitech, which is my camcorder, as my microphone instead of my microphone. You see, right? So it's a little bit of a mess here in that sense, but eventually I will get it. I will figure it out. So the next show is coming up. It's called The Cosmic Spaceship. And you're going to have to do something completely different than this one now, because you're going to have to basically either go back to my website, if you came from my website to here, and click on Cosmic Spaceship, or you have to log off from here and log back onto the Cosmic Spaceship show, which is the same address. It will say bbsradio.com/Cosmic Spaceship. And that'll take you to my Cosmic Spaceship station page. You click on via Zoom, log in via Zoom, or call the different phone number there that's there to call it. So I'm going to take off now because it's time for me to log off so I can have enough time to turn the computer off, turn it back on again, and do my Cosmic Spaceship show. So thank you very much, guys. See you later. Bye.